Good morning. We're continuing Chayodim Klal Chavtes, and we're going back to Siman Yudalet. Siman Yudalet says 2 points. The first point is a person who's a pocheach. What is a pocheach? Who misha bigdoy karua uzra oisav megulim. That his clothing is torn, and therefore his arms are visible. So lo yered lifnei ateva. He should not daven for the yomet. The Mishabura points out that this could apply not only to if his arms are visible, but if his shoulder is visible. So he cannot be a Shliach Tzibur for Tefillah or for Kriyas HaTorah, because it's considered a Gnai for the Tzibur. It's not a cover for the Tzibur that a person should be davening for the Yomer or be much of them in laning, dressed as such. Now, the question is why was it simply saying that this is an issue for the Shliach Tzibur? Why isn't this an issue for a person who's davening Shemoneh Esrei, even not for the Shliach Tzibur? Because the Shulchan Aruch, so this isn't found in Shulchan Aruch, in Siman Nun Gimel. It's actually, this is actually the Lashon of a Mishnah, Masechtas Megillah, but in Siman Tzadiches, when a person is supposed to dress properly for the purpose of davening tefillah, so the Shulchan Aruch points out that a person has to consider himself as if he's davening davening lifnei hamelech, therefore he has to have kavana, etc. Then he continues and he says in Siman Tzadiches Sif Dalet, a tefillah is a place of b'makom korban, and just like the Mimakim Korban, you shouldn't. The Korban can't have any other kavanas. You shouldn't have any other kavanas. It has to. You have to stand like the Avoda had to be done standing. There should be nothing between him and the wall. But Roy Shiyu leMalpushim Noyim Miyuchadim LaTefillah. It's appropriate to have special clothing, specifically for davening, just like the Kohen would have special clothing, Kama Bigdei Kahuna, that they had special clothing for the Avoda. Not everybody is able to afford having these special items of clothing. They definitely should have at least what their pants should be. Make sure that the pants would. They lived in a world which was rather unclean in regards to tzoya, etc. So the mikhnasayim, there should be a special pair of mikhnasayim for tefillah purposes. So the language over here of the Shulchan Aruch and of the Torah is it's appropriate to do that, but it's not ma'akev. The point is he's midaber lifnei hamelech. So therefore some place can point out that if you're living in a place where a person would present himself in front of the melech in less than optimal clothing, if that was the standard, so then he could daven like that as well. But not for the Shliach Tzibur. So Rav Avadya Yosef, in his Sefer Yechavadoas, takes this halacha and says if a person has short sleeves, which do not cover it till the elbow, so the tefillin are placed in the upper part of the arm, and that's the arm that we're talking about here when we say Zerayus of Megulim. So if that part is fully covered, a person could daven for the omen. If that's a normal way for people to present themselves in situations of COVID in that place. So if you live in hot countries where people do not wear jackets, even in front of when they go to the front of the governor, in front of the king, and that's called normal, so then a person can daven like that as well, but not the Shliach Tzibur. So Shliach Tzibur has to have sleeves which at least cover to his elbow. In regards, he talks about the issue of wearing short pants. He says the case where you have people who live in the kibbutzim, that's how they dress, people who work in the fields, etc. And even when they go to a official type of a situation, they're going to go to the court or something like that, they'll still dress like that. They'd be allowed to daven as an individual in that dress. If people will not go, when they go to official situations, they get dressed in nicer clothing. They cannot wear short pants for davening. But even so, to daven for the Yomet is going to be a problem. And the Eitzah that Halacha says, is if he's ma'atef in a talus, so that covers his legs, so his legs will not be visible. So it'll be the eitzah for that purpose. Similarly, if his sleeves are short, he should be misatef in a talus, and that would allow him. Unless there's akpat of the tzibur, then a person has to be dressed more with a jacket, etc. So if that's a normal type of dress that people present themselves in situations of COVID, so the Sheikh Tzibur can dress like that. If in the place where they live, the people would not dress like that, when they go out to go to a situation of COVID, they put on a jacket, so then the Sheikh Tzibur should wear a jacket as well. That's why many shuls are makbid, even if the people do not daven with a jacket, the person who's davening for the yomid should daven with a jacket. So that's the first point that the Chayyana mentions. The second one Chayyana talks about is what about a person who's a summa, and we'll leave that for the next year. Have a good day.